Morning, everyone. Praise God.
Believe, even when my eyes can't see, and this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. Through it all, my eyes.
what you say, that you're good and your love is great. I'm broken inside, I give you my life.
Lord. You know, that Shekinah glory that we're singing about is that holy, divine glory of God. And when John was having visions in the book of Revelation, he was seeing this radiant, glorious wonder of God glowing. If we want more of that fullness, we've got to give more of ourselves. And that's the beauty of that song before, to being undone. You know, we can be undone by life. Life will undo you. Sometimes it will leave you with your shoelaces untied, your buttons all popped, and it'll just mess you up. But God will undo us. And at first it may feel like it's the same thing, like we're just having our life torn apart. But what God does, though, is he undoes things. And sometimes what you'll discover is you had your shirt button crooked anyway, and you needed to straighten all that out. That he got you undone so that finally you can get released from a bondage that you were tied up in. He'll get you undone so that there is a deeper opening up in your life that you can trust now. And sometimes we won't trust until we've got no choice but to let go. And God will undo you and me in a way, and then there's more of his fullness because there's more room in you, more openness there in you. And when God does that in your life, it doesn't undo you to ruin, but it undoes you to a place then where his glory shines and is revealed in you. Father, I just want to pray that you would indeed undo us. Just as we've been worshiping today, we have voluntarily opened up our lives to you. Lord, sometimes we listen to junk on the radio and we voluntarily open up our lives to be penetrated by messages that would lead us to corruption, to discouragement, to despair, to darkness. But Lord, we came here this morning because we volunteered to open up our lives to hear the words, to dance to the music, to absorb openly, willingly, Lord, this message this morning, that you would come and undo us, that we would cry out, I want to have more of you. I want to be known, and I want to know you more deeply and more wonderfully. I want that glory to shine in my life. So, Lord, undo us, whatever that is. And, Lord, when we're afraid, because it feels like the undoing that the world does to us and life does to us sometimes, Lord, just give us a touch of confidence, Lord, just to let you go ahead and break us down and bring us to that place where we have left go of the restraints and we have opened up our life to you, and you are able to there fill us with a fullness that we have never had before, and that your glory starts to shine in our lives and in our walk in ways that it's never shined before. Because, Lord, when we are undone and put right with you, it is glorious. And it's that transforming power of Jesus Christ that gets me up every day, Lord, to seek you for it and to seek to see it in other people's lives. And today, Lord, I ask for that kind of glory to shine in us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, Lord, God Almighty, we pray. Amen. Amen. Please, you can be seated this morning. It is time for Kid Zone, that's right. It's time for Kid Zone. That's our younger kids heading off to the downstairs with a huge group of leaders who are always anxious to have more of you join them in going out those doors on a Sunday morning. Did you hear that? Yeah, that's right. More and more people looking for you. Yes. Hey, praise the Lord. We're going to get ready to take a moment giving our tithes and our gifts this morning so that we'll pass the offering plates and you can share a gift. If you have a prayer concern, you grab one of those green cards, you can jot it down on there and drop it in there as well. And if you want to share it immediately this morning, we'll play it on screen. If you check that box, we'll play it on screen at the end of service this morning you can share it that way. And on our weekly prayer list. If you're not getting our weekly email prayer list, should be a place on there for you to check that and say, send it to me, please. And you can get in on that, be praying over the prayer concerns that are lifted up Sunday morning. Some of them don't go on screen. A good chunk of them don't. And that's what we get to share those with folks through the week. All right, Lord, bless these gifts, we pray. In the glory of Jesus' name. We pray that, Lord, the tithes and the gifts that we give, that they will be given out of joyful hearts that are full of a love of Jesus and a love for people, both a love for the church and a love for those who are far from you, God, so that these gifts could be given fully with a heart of love, and that we would have then the joy of giving and be able to share in the blessing and celebration of what you do. So we pray, God, for you to make these gifts fruitful to your kingdom work and to the glory of your name. Amen. Hey, before we get into the message this morning, let me just highlight a couple things for you. We've got a nice rose on the altar this morning, recognizing the birth of a baby. We didn't get to note it in the bulletin, but we've got that rosebud for Broxton Allen Schiffer, who was born on the 22nd, and 8 pounds, 6 ounces, 20 inches long, to Jess and Todd Schiffer. Ah, and there they are, back there. That little guy is here. All right. Praise God. And that made Brad and Amy Smith. Amy is our early childhood development, or our early childhood director, and makes them grandparents once again. And so that's beautiful. Good news for little Broxton Allen Schiffer. And also this week, we're hosting a couple of things. The ladies are doing their soup sale, and if you wanted to pre-order, you could. If you missed them between services today, call into the office and let them know if you want to pre-order. But I think it's am I reading the dates right? Is that next Saturday that you come and pick it up, or is that no? It's later than that. Are we still doing pre-orders next week, Jess? Oh, okay. I'm like getting in a big hurry. I must be hungry. Which, by the way, if you are hungry, it just happens to be a bunch of youth and their families and sponsors and stuff who are cooking chicken breasts in the kitchen, and they've got room for you. They purposefully planned for you people that couldn't make up your mind. And or didn't know if you were going to be here, and they purposefully planned for you so that you can stop by over there, even if you didn't get a ticket last week, and get a ticket, and you can get wonderful dinner over here after church. And if you can't stay, you can grab it and do a takeout. So just feel free to do that. In fact, feel encouraged to do that. And be able to share that. Take a chicken dinner home. You can eat it later. Warm it up in the oven on 250 for 15 minutes. I have no clue, yeah. I just don't always like meats reheated in the microwave, okay? Because sometimes they come out like a basketball, you know? I don't like, you know, they're like calamari, you know, squid. Everybody says it can be like rubber. I don't know. I've never eaten it. I'm just a hick country boy. Anyway, hey, we're hosting the Bishop's night here on Thursday night for the district. You are welcome to come and be part of that and to celebrate that. What? Oh, but it starts at 7, but if you come at 6, it's okay because you can help out and be a show hospitality. Hey, since this is our bishop's last year with us, he'll be done this summer working with us, and we'll get a new one and hope that the new one's not worse or better, or no, that is better, or you know, whatever. But we'll be getting a new bishop. So, but I thought, oh, it'd be nice maybe if we presented, you know, some kind of a, you know, going away gift kind of stuff. So, this week I picked up a nice plaque, or platter, I should say, from Kim Carvin, who's one of our members here and does pottery work. And this has Hebrews 13, verses 1 and 2 on it, which talks about some have entertained angels unaware whenever they have entertained strangers. And so I thought that would be a nice thing, something that we didn't pick up at the, you know, at the dime store, and but actually came from us in that sense. Plus, Jessica Schultz, our creative director and secretary, and anything we can, you know, pull out of her. But she is going to also put on a burlap canvas a the face of Jesus like the banner that she did out here. And so that'll be another thing then that's coming from us to be as a parting gift for Bishop Thomas Bickerton and his wife Sally. And so we'll be sharing those. So I just wanted you to have that heads up, because I know a lot of you, especially you guys, you show up at a lot of occasions and are just as surprised as the person in opening the gift, right? So thought I'd give you that heads up. Hey, this morning we're focused on missions and on that big go that God gives us in our lives. And we're going to hear about some of the international mission work that we get to share in or in a part of. And Diane Hassick and Ted Bean were in Uganda and Ethiopia last fall. Morning. A lot of things we're lifting up there. Some little babies in need, including our granddaughter, just not getting over things, but even more so, a precious little 3-year-old going through cancer treatment. It's like it's hard to believe that a 3-year-old's got to be going through cancer treatment. But we want to lift them up, and the Frank family, Chuck.